The Story of the Princess and the Pea. Once upon a time, there was a handsome young prince who had looked the world over for a beautiful princess. He wanted to marry a real princess. Now, there had been many daughters of kings who were called princesses, but these girls did not satisfy him.
No, a real princess has very special feelings.
And he continued to search, but he could find no princess who suited him. So he came home feeling very sad. Then one stormy night, when there was thunder and wind and lightning and rain, the prince heard a knocking at the palace door.
I'll answer it myself.
There, in all the rain, stood a beautiful princess. She was beautiful, even though her hair was soaking wet, her clothes were soaking wet, and her shoes were soaking wet. The queen said, Come in, child, come in, and we will see that you get some dry clothing and are made comfortable. Who are you? The girl said,
I'm a princess. A real princess.
Well, we'll see about that, replied the queen, for she had ideas of her own about real princesses. Then the queen went upstairs to fix the guest room for the little princess. She took everything off the bed, and then, under the first mattress, she placed one tiny little dried pea. On top of the pea, she put 20 mattresses, and on top of the 20 mattresses, she put 20 feather comforters or quilts. The next morning at breakfast time, the queen asked the little princess,
Did you sleep well last night, my dear? Were you quite comfortable?
The little princess answered,
Oh, I'm sure you were very kind, but I must say that there was something very like a rock in my bed. I couldn't seem to do anything but toss and turn all night long, and I'm quite bruised this morning. My skin is black and blue from the bruises.
Well, you are a real princess. You must be a real princess if your skin is so tender it could feel one tiny little dried pea under all those mattresses and feather beds.
So the prince and the real princess were married and lived quite happily. And as for the tiny little dried pea, why, they put it on display in the palace museum, where it has remained to this very day.